Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts and the hype over dire wolves. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Because of the regular logging into the internet to check different things revolving around the Nevada legislature, I've been getting all types of articles from my news feed involving the recreation of an extinct type of prehistoric wolf, the dire wolf. From what I've read about it, and yeah, curiosity got the best of me, and I clicked on the clickbait article. These wolves have been supposedly brought back from extinction by the DNA company Colossal Bioscience. Somehow their creation of these dire wolves came from a 13,000-year-old tooth. Having seen different movies about Jurassic Park, the first thought that came to my mind wondered about why anyone thinking about recreating a 12,500-year extinct wolf species is a good idea. Perhaps those ranchers losing their livestock to just plain gray wolves or whatever other species of wolves running around might have the same train of thoughts. They're probably thinking, oh good, now we don't have enough problems with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service feeding our livestock to their endangered species wolves, now we've got DNA jockeys cooking up prehistoric extinct wolves. I'm also not real sure why the dream of bringing back woolly mammoths is such a big thing in the sidebar mentions made in the Dire Wolf articles, but I guess when you've got time on your hands of not having to worry about staying in the farming or ranching businesses, these ideas must matter. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.